Welcome back in the zone. I have an odd story I'm going to share with you in a moment. It is 12:32, Justin Anchor, joined by Chris Kane of KATV.
Hello.
Matty T, who unfortunately belongs to us.
We'll take him.
Hey, what'd it do?
You couldn't afford him.
Try me.
Derek says his favorite horror movie is Chud. Matt, any good?
Is that the one with the sewer thing?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if good's the word, but it's definitely a movie.
First R-rated movie says Beverly Hills Cop. That's a classic.
That was one of my first two, you know.
They definitely need to come back and do Beverly Hills Cop
4.
Four.
The third one was
three sucks so
pretty
bad.
Bad at the amusement park.
Two was actually really good.
I liked two.
That was the one with Brigitte Nielsen,
yep.
Right?
With the jewelry store
big
robbery.
Scary
at the
blonde broad, I'll tell you what.
She wasn't that disgusting then.
No, she wasn't that gross then. Then she hooked up with
Flav.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from there.
Said, hey, what you doing? So that was my Eddie Murphy. And she's like, I must break you. She was Drago's right-hand broad in Rocky.
Oh, that's right.
18. Our buddy Spencer says, Back to the Future 2. Today is the day in Back to the Future thing is a hoax. It pops up once a year or so, thanks to Dr. Stills. The date in the movie is October 21st. 2015.
See, that's what I was thinking, but it was a few days ago.
How big a dork do you have to be to Dr. Stills of Back to the Future in order to say, oh, it's today?
Well, I remember actually last year the girl on the sister station got fooled by that and posted it. It's like, hey, today's the day that when it was
but
like,
she didn't
no.
actually go to the trouble of
no,
doctoring the
right.
date.
She was one of the people fooled by
that. If you
fall
the into the end of the trick, that's fine. I mean, that's not your fault.
Well, I say a real nerd wouldn't doctor it. A real nerd respects November 5th, 1955 is the date they go back in time.
Selfish, disrespectful nerds unite and go somewhere else. We don't have any time for your garbage.
We don't play like that around here.
It says the date of the movie is October 21, 2015. The first goes back 30 years to 1955. The second goes forward 30 years. So we got to wait another couple years for hoverboards, flying cars, and the Cubs to win the World Series. As far as scary movies, it hasn't been part of the discussion, but people should see Cabin in the Woods, best horror movie in the last decade.
It is scary. It's on Netflix, yeah.
Is it that one? It's funny.
It does have humorous, too. Yeah, but it brings in all monsters from, all of the monsters from your nightmares. It's good.
How do you know what monsters are my nightmare? What are you doing in there?
He's just hanging out.
I don't even want you in there. Stay out of there. Chris, what do you got for us?
I got a story out of our friends to the west, Hawaii. Yes. And we were talking earlier about Jaws, you know, being one of the top scary movies out there based on or inspired by true events, let's call it. But this guy named Jeff Horton was surfing out near Kauai. There's a little island out there.
I love Kauai.
Well, listen to this. He was surfing, and actually a former activity he did, boxing, paid off big time because a huge tiger shark went up and tried to bite his leg and bit the board. Well, he saw it coming at him, jumped up, briefly rode the shark before unleashing a barrage of punches. He landed about 8 blows. He said he used to be a boxer, so he just reacted instinctively. There were 10 others in the water. He jumped back on the board after the shark let go of the board. They swam to shore. He got on the board, and he ended up making it out fine. Listen to this. He was greeted with a group hug on the beach, and a tourist gave him $50 and told him to go celebrate, so he did. Do you think he's still going to surf the rest of his life?
Yep.
Absolutely. Would you?
No, but
no?
I wasn't going to be out there anyway.
Why not?
Because I don't like that stuff.
Yeah. It's once in a blue moon, though.
No, I'm like...
You have a better chance of dying in a car accident on the way to the beach than getting eaten by a shark.
Yeah, but while I'm dying in the car, a shark's not going to come up and eat me.
No.
Cars are terribly dangerous.
Well, unless it's a Sharknado instance, then... Different story.
If I was driving a shark, just like when I'm driving a car, I just make sure not to crash it into anything.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yep. So.
Well, you know.
You know what? When I'm dead in a car accident, I want you to run right up on me and tell me I told you so. That'll be cool.
Bring a shark, too?
Until then, I'm going to stay in chest deep or lower water, if you don't mind.
Chest deep is actually where more shark attacks occur than any other.
Yeah, but if I can get my feet on the ground.
Chest high.
I know, but if I've got my feet on the ground and my head above water, I know that's not accurate, but I do feel like I have a chance to survive. I feel like I'd at least muster up a few punches.
Go with how you feel, then. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
Luckily for me, I always carry a bazooka in my Speedo when I'm walking around the beach.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. Just to be safe, because you never know when a shark might sneak up on you. Those suckers are sneaky. It's like the safety for Kansas City talks about horses.
Yeah?
Sharks are actually sneaky.
Barry?
Yeah, he thinks horses are sneaky.
Really?
Did you not hear this bit?
No, I didn't.
He is deathly afraid of horses.
What?
Yes.
Horses?
There needs to be a horror movie, Matt, about a horse that goes like rogue and goes
around. Oh, it's
going to
be on Sci-Fi.
Killing people.
What was that dude's name?
The script.
Yes, Eric Berry.
Eric Berry.
There it is, Afraid of Horses.
Where is it?
I'll put it up on the control room.
Fine, whatever.
Just go for it. There
I
you
can't
go.
Believe you haven't heard this, Chris. It is hilarious. And listening to him talk about his fear so openly is also hilarious. So he's a great defensive player. Was a great college safety
at
UT? Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a great safety in the NFL. He's one of the few high points for what I consider to be a slightly better than average football team. Just kidding. Play already.
Play.
Oh, that's
play.
My fault. My fault. I forget to pot it up.
Play.
Idiot. Too stupid.
After every touchdown, War Paint takes a victory lap around the stadium. Few knew there was a problem until midway through the 2012 season.
Oh, hell no. They go that horse. Oh, that horse. Huh? That horse. I'll wait till they got to the horse pad. I don't mess with horses, bro. Might come over here and throw a tantrum.
Stay inside the box. Stay inside the box.
Oh. Hold up. Cold that horse out there. That horse. She need to go ahead with that horse now. I don't fool with no horses, boy.
I don't like the horses.
Hell no.
I seen her on the first game.
I ain't worried about the chick. I'm worried about the horse.
It's called equinophobia, the fear of horses.
Equino what?
Twilight stars Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson share this fear. Then again, they don't share a stadium with a horse.
Every time we go out, he's always watching for the horse, making sure the horse didn't look at him or do something crazy.
I'm trying to watch them. They sneaky.
As long as it's like 10, 15 people between me and the horse, I'm good. Everybody is born with a choice, and I'm making the choice not to deal with the horse.
Yep, I don't blame you. You know what? Erring on the side of caution. That's why I don't go out in deep water in the ocean, my man. A, I won't drown, and B, I won't get bitten by anything that, you know, matters.
Don't you want to distance yourself from anything that you have in common with the two stars from the Twilight films? I think he needs to get over that horse fear as soon as possible. You don't want to sit there and be in the same sentence with Kristen Stewart and Robert
Pattinson.
I think
they're probably just so rich and out of touch that, you know, they come up with dumb things like that.
What are
that?
The odds that you run into a horse, though, only at night? I mean, I think if you don't go out during the daytime, your chances of running into a horse are pretty good.
You know, I'm a little bit afraid of horses, too. That's why I never watched Sex and the City.
Oh!
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Did you see me setting that one up from a mile away?
Have you seen my new Manila Blahniks? Anyway, Chris, give me some information. This is really kind of negative news about Arkansas.
Yeah.
I'm honestly shocked by this.
This isn't good, but Brett McMurphy, he writes for ESPN and ESPN.com. He recently came out with
conspiracy!
The graduation success rates.
They hate us in Arkansas!
It was a national scale, and then he also broke it down by conference. The tops of the conference, can you guess the tops of the conference graduation success rates? This is only football, by the way. Go.
Okay, let's go to Sarah Jessica Parker for the
top of the conference. If that is translation to UGA and Vanderbilt, then yes, you are correct. UF, 77%. Then LSU and Missouri and A&M at 74. Alabama at 73. Auburn at 70. We're already over halfway and we haven't heard the Hogs. 70. South Carolina, 65. Tennessee, 64. UK, 62. Mississippi State, 59%. Mississippi, 55%. Arkansas, dead last. 54% graduation success rate for the football team. Number 14 in the SEC.
So what does that do to the APR? Are they in trouble?
That's a whole different story.
Hey, this is
only football.
Arkansas can't afford to lose scholarships.
I know.
I don't know if you noticed or not.
Well, and nationally, they're actually fourth worst. Nationally.
In the whole country?
Worst BCS AQ grad rates. Cal is number one, being the worst. 44%. OU, 51.
School's hard at Berkeley, especially with all the secondhand highs you get off of those stoners up there.
USC, 53%. Arkansas, 54%.
Who's two? Who was two?
Two is OU.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Oh, that's shocking, isn't it?
Isn't that crazy?
I'm shocked and surprised.
Listen to these teams, though. There's some really high-level BCS quality teams on this list. Ole Miss, Oklahoma State, Texas, Houston, FSU, 58. They're the 10th worst.
How are we supposed to thank God for Mississippi with stuff like this? You're ruining my day. Ted?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Was fine before Chris ruined my day.
I ruined it.
It's bad enough the team's not doing well on the field. Now, apparently, they're not doing well off the field either.
Just graduation.
I got nothing to hang my helmet on.
Well, you're not going to like my call then, Justin.
Oh, boy.
You know, I've been listening the last few days and this week and everything, but everybody complaining about our recruits and caliber, you know, their moral fiber and stuff like that.
Moral fiber.
Everybody was complaining about Kane Whitehurst catching a pass for South Carolina against us. People need to remember Kane Whitehurst got drunk and high on a Sunday night and then did donuts in a black BMW SUV in a Fayetteville parking lot.
Yeah, that's right.
What was the weekend?
On the IQ list.
You can't get mad at the coaches about that. You can do so much for them, but the bottom line is he was an idiot.
Good point.
And then what about these three players that went and stole laptops and books and sold them back at the campus bookstore?
Can't play with them. Can't win with them. Can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not – of course, you know, there may be a flag here and there to keep you from offering them a scholarship. When it all boils down, you take a risk on all of them,
yeah.
And you ask them, will you act up? Will you be a good spokesperson for this university? And, of course, they say yes. And sure. Then nobody's watching, and they think they can get away with murder. And lo and behold, they wind up embarrassing themselves, losing scholarship, bringing the whole program down.
Yeah,
so I'm tired of callers calling in about we can't keep recruits or players. It's because we have some idiot players that make horrible decisions.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have done donuts before, but I wasn't a player, and I was just up on a pedestal like Kane Whitehurst.
And you weren't stoned at the time, I assume?
No, I was stoned.
Okay.
Was.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're on the same level, at least.
Full disclosure, yeah. I've done all that.
But. Yeah, I mean, he was an idiot for doing that in a black SUV in a parking lot.
I don't know what difference the vehicle matters.
I did it in a field in DeSade County in a 98S10, so okay. There's a little difference there.
Appreciate the call. I never got that. We did talk about that at length when it happened, and I'm like, dude, smoke all the weed you want, but do it at somebody's house. Why? What is the urge to smoke weed and go drive around? I don't get that. I never got that.
You don't have the same rights you do in a car, you know?
Yeah, go home and do it.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know, if you're not making a total clown of yourself and disturbing the peace, nobody's going to bug you if you're...
Driving's a privilege, yeah. Not a right.
I was driving somewhere the other day
smoking weed.
Saw someone smoking as I was driving. He was in the passenger seat of a car going the other way. Just right there in the
smoking
open.
Smoking what?
Hey, I don't know, it was in a little pipe. You could tell.
If it was a cigarette, they were really
right
puffing the heck out of that.
Really?
Yes, right around there.
Well, that's good, because I want people to slow down in my neighborhood. I would drive fast, but I'm not motivated.
Are we moving? I think we're stopped, man.
All right, we're going to do a brief What the Hell segment when we return, because that seems like
that
the
segment.
Only thing left to do today. Arkansas can't win on the field. They're also getting drubbed in the classroom. More terrible news coming up.
It's a process.